In Cambridge, Massachusetts yesterday, two seniors at Harvard University pleaded not guilty to charges of felony larceny. Suzanne Pomey and Randy Gomes are accused of stealing at least $100,000 from the Hasty Pudding Theatricals over the past year. David Abel is a reporter with the Boston Globe. He joins us. David, who are the defendants?
Both are seniors and 21 years old, and they had management positions at this 207-year-old institution.
So they had what kind of management positions?
Well, Suzanne Pomey was a business manager a year and a half ago, and then she became one of two producers, and Randy Gomes was an assistant director for one of the annual shows that the Hasty Pudding is known for.
Is that the man of the year and the woman of the year?
That's right.
So how did they have access to money?
Suzanne Pomey had a credit card. As a producer, she had control over finances. And according to the prosecution, they essentially used the credit card machine at the Hasty Pudding office, and they reversed the charges as if someone bought a gift and they were returning it. So the money was being credited to their account. And they did this multiple times over the course of a year, or more than a year, and amassed more than $100,000 from the Hasty Pudding.
How was the crime discovered if this happened over the course of a year?
Well, what happened was when a new producer took over last spring, she noticed that the bank statements and the amount of money that was recorded did not reconcile. And so she made a few phone calls, and took her a little while to take action because she thought maybe there was just some sort of stupid accounting mistake. And then she realized that the amount of money was actually increasing when only this producer had the authority to have people withdraw money. And then she turned it over to the police, who linked the withdrawals to these two students.
What did the two students allegedly do with the money?
According to prosecutors, Randy Gomes has a history of drug abuse, which started his freshman year with ecstasy and escalated over time to crystal methamphetamine. And according to the prosecutors, he used the money to pay off his drug debts and pay for his drug habit. And also, he used the money to buy high-definition TV, about 91 DVDs. And the two apparently used the money their junior year for Suzanne Pomey's 21st birthday and took out all their friends to an open bar at TGI Fridays.
Did anyone notice their lifestyle changing before they noticed the money was missing?
That's exactly what the prosecutor said, that their friends were suspicious, and I think the first air of suspicion occurred when these students were buying all these high-tech electronic equipment and then took all their friends out for this very open-ended night, and that gave people room for concern.
Has any disciplinary action been taken at the university?
Harvard says that won't confirm or deny whether they're going to actually take action or whether action is being taken. But they said traditionally, Harvard tends to wait until the criminal prosecution is completed, and then they'll take their own administrative action.
The Hasty Pudding is a 207-year-old institution. I mean, Theodore Roosevelt was one of its members. How much of an embarrassment is this?
Well, someone yesterday walked over to me and asked if this was a gag, and I said, I can't imagine why the Hasty Pudding would want this to be a gag. They, in the next few weeks, I think, are putting on one of their annual shows, and I couldn't imagine this is the sort of publicity they were looking for.
David Abel is a reporter with the Boston Globe. Thanks a lot, David.
Okay, thank you.